Miami, the Magic City. The 305 is paradise. Donks and views. A full city of pride and culture. A powerful mix of all types of people. It's a melting pot, bro. We're homegrown from South Beach to over the bridge. From Little Havana, Overtown, Little Haiti, Wynwood, Hialeah, Liberty City, Alapata, Carroll City. We are the bottom. But that's where the similarities end. When it comes to football in the state of Florida, only one school has produced
a win in Little Havana in the past decade.
Only one school
didn't have to drive back to Coral Gables to celebrate. We did it in Miami, bro. In Miami. Little Havana, Calle Ocho, La 107. We did it in Miami, bro.
Only one school
drank cafecito, had sex, did cocaine. We were at La Carreta with our pots and pans.
Only one school.
I'm still waiting for that turnover chain.
Only one school.
And you guys wanted Alabama. You wanted Alabama.
Only one school.
Butch! You guys wanted him, and you ended up with Manny! We got Butch! Butch!
Only one school.
You want to wager on the game Saturday, Papa?
Only one school.
Officially runs Miami, and that's FIU! Pause up, Papa! Come on, Sonia, pause up!
Only one school.
I gotta give Solana his time to celebrate. It's what he's doing.
Yeah.
I owe it to him.
Woo! Let's go,
he gets
Crowder.
It today.
Let's go, Crowder.
He gets it. Yeah.
Only one school. That was cute, Vic. I know, Vic. It was real cute. You know, he tried to throw shots at FIU. Who's laughing now? Woo!
You get to do it today. It's fine. It's fine. 3 o'clock hour, by the way, of Hockman and Crowder, sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Hockman and Crowder simulcast is happening. Crowder is at Twin Peaks in Davie, and I am at a studio in Las Vegas, just off the Las Vegas Strip. I'm going to be here another few days. I thought I would do this one show while I was on vacation because I thought today was going to be a fun day. I didn't realize what I was signing up for when I agreed to do a show while on vacation.
You know what? I'll tell you, that cocky cane came out of you because I remember the conversation we had. Oh, yeah, man, I'm going to jump on Monday because the Dolphins coming off a game. You know, FIU, you know, will be celebrating.
But
I'm going to jump on.
Like, talking smack before an FIU game is not cocky Canes fan. Like, if I was talking smack before the Nebraska game back in the day, that's cocky Canes fan. I mean, there was nothing cocky about thinking you were going to beat FIU. I will read a text to everybody, by the way. Somebody texted in. Hawk spent the first hour saying he wouldn't sugarcoat this loss while sugarcoating the loss. Pathetic. So I texted him back. Okay, I'm sorry. Program is over. They should disband the football program. It can never recover. Because that's what you want me to say. Like that's silly to me. Like, I don't feel that way, okay? I can acknowledge worst loss in program history. But I don't think it's the demise of the University of Miami football program. I don't think this is the beginning of the end of the football program. I think it was the worst loss in program history. Just like when Florida got beaten by Georgia Southern, that was the worst loss in program history. And just like when Michigan got beaten by Appalachian State, that was the worst loss in program history. Ours came with a little bit more context because it was at the old site of the Orange Bowl, and it was at the hands of Butch Davis and a bunch of players on FIU that UM wouldn't even recruit. There's context there. It's the worst loss in program history. I don't think it's the end of the football program. I'm sorry.
I was looking at those two examples because we brought them up in the first hour, Hawk. The Georgia State loss, Georgia State beat Florida. That was a harbinger of the future where we had to get rid of Muschamp. He loses the next three games that year. That's already, I think that was the sixth game of a seven-game losing streak for Florida, and then he goes 7-5 the next year. They have to get rid of him. That was Lloyd Carr, the Michigan-Appalachian State game. That was Lloyd's Carr last year. When that happened at Michigan, they fired Lloyd Carr at the end of that year. When I'm looking at games like this, I know it happens to every big school, but there's always some residual. There's always some shrapnel from losing to an FIU. So I don't know what that shrapnel is going to be, but Hawk, I think I think something needs to change. I think you need to do something when you see a team lose that bad and come out that damn slow and unenergetic against an in-state rival.
But again, there has to be shrapnel in year one of a program that has fought to regain relevance. Like, I just don't see it. I'm guessing at that time, Michigan was still a prominent football program. Florida was, of course, obviously. Yeah. Like, I just, again, maybe I'm the glasses half full kind of guy. Not that there could be any half full glasses after that game on Saturday. Like, I'm not dismissing the severity of the loss. I'm just telling you, as a Hurricanes fan, I don't feel after that FIU loss like Manny Diaz needs to be fired or that Blake James needs to be fired. Like, I don't think it's the beginning of the end of the football program. I think, and if you really want to get into it, it's a very easy schedule next season. Although FIU is supposed to be part of an easy schedule. It's not even like you're traveling, across the country to play a patsy in South Dakota. Like, you're not even traveling anywhere. It's a bad loss. It's an inexcusable loss of epic proportion. I'm not sugarcoating it. I don't know how else to give it the due relevance that it deserves. It is an inexcusable loss of epic proportion. But I don't think you need to fire everybody involved with the team right now. I just don't feel that way.
I guess, should anything be done? I think that's what fans want. Now, watching Twitter and just hearing the Canes fam, as y'all call yourself, go crazy, it seems like they want a scapegoat. To be simple, they want a scapegoat on this. Is there nobody? Is it just a bad Saturday? Like, what would you tell the people that want an answer for the lost FIU?
I don't know. Can't you just have an awful, awful loss on your resume and with the program, but not have to give an actual response other than that was inexcusable and it won't happen again? Like, does there have to be shrapnel after a loss like this?
When I looked at Florida, when I look back, at the time, I'll be honest, I was like, oh, like you're saying, the day after Georgia State beat Florida, I was like, man, bad outing. Bad Saturday. They schemed it up. They had more energy, blah, 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 came to the swamp. Kind of the same exact things you're saying today. But then as I look further, that continued to happen for Will Muschamp's entire career as the Gators head coach. So that's why I think people are saying if we just overlook this and now next year FAU beats us, or next year, we start getting whooped. Like, we should have seen something was going on now. I think that's the fear. If it's not just one bad Saturday, I think that's where fans get caught up. If we say, okay, we'll give this a mulligan, because that's what you're kind of saying, Hawk, right? Let's just throw this up. We'll give it a mulligan. Keep moving forward. What if it's not a mulligan situation, but you're trying to move forward and you're wasting time with this regime? I think that's the fear of fans when you're an 18, 20-point, favorite and you lose to one of those teams. The fear is that this is the future of what we have. It's not fixable.
Right, I totally understand that. And if that's the case, if this is the beginning of things to come against lesser programs, then I'm wrong. Then you don't want to waste time with Manny Diaz. If this is the beginning of what you're going to see, you're going to start seeing losses to FIU and other teams that are much less worthy of you, then yes, I'm wrong. I don't see it that way. That's the disconnect that I'm having. I have an emotional reaction to the loss as well. I understand, Hurricanes fans, you're calling for someone's head. I have an emotional reaction to it too. It was awful. You can't lose to that team. You cannot lose. FIU had never beaten a team from a Power Five conference in their history. You cannot lose that game. If it's the beginning, though, of that happening on a consistent basis, well, of course changes have to be made. But you have to have the foresight to go, is this the beginning of that, or is this a one-time aberration that should not and will not happen again? I would side on that side, which is why I'm not calling for anybody's head.
And one thing where I think Enos is getting criticized, and I heard this a lot too, the FIU Panthers were in the 120s defensively against the run. They were one of the worst teams in football in the United States collegiately in the 120s, and you threw the ball against them. They were top 20 against the pass. Like, did nobody do that math on the coaching staff to say, hey, this is a heavy DJ Dallas. This is a heavy Cam game. Like, we need to have 40 carries in this game because they can't stop anybody if they run the ball. But you come out in the RPO, shotgun, you know, read option thing across the corner. Well, Darren Williams is not winning no game with his legs. The approach to the offense, after watching that game, Hawk, the X and O-wise, that's what puzzled me. The approach offensively, when you look at the stats of what FAU was defensively, they came at their strength, and they didn't even look at their weakness. That was puzzling.
Right. No, I'm saying if you look at that and say, look, this is all coaching, and the Georgia Tech loss, all coaching, and the Virginia Tech loss, all coaching, well, then, yeah, you can't waste any time. Because if you think that's what the true program is right now, that's what Manny Diaz is right now, and Dan Enos, then you need to make a change. I don't see it. I see it as a one-time aberration bad loss, just like I think the Louisville victory was probably them playing a little bit better than they normally do. Like, we're somewhere in the middle of that, and I'm willing to wait a little bit more time. I want to see what happens with the Duke game on Saturday. I want to see how they come back from this. Let's before we get too bogged down here, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, a proud FIU Panther.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Just want to give everybody this really quickly. Just seems appropriate.
Why is there a motorcycle in there?
I don't know.
Just seems appropriate.
What about why is there a motorcycle in the Panther growling sound effect?
Oh no, that's him raring up to growl.
Oh, is that what it is?
Rawr, rawr, rawr. Isn't that the same one?
That's the same one the Panthers use, and it's the same one the cheetah uses.
It really is.
You didn't go above and beyond to try to get a new Panther growl. You just took whatever was sitting there on the counter.
I don't even think they played at Ricardo Silva Stadium, but I needed something today,
Hey, man, it's your day. You can do whatever you want.
Limited audio of a damn cat saying, rawr, rawr, rawr.
I'm not going to get on him today. I have no right to get on anybody today. Anything else, Solana?
Oh, where should we start? Should we start with FIU beating UM?
It's your day, buddy. You start and end wherever you want. I'm just here to be your punching bag.
I'm just asking, like, Crowder, should we start with FIU beating UM, or should we save that for later?
What happened? I don't even know.
No, FIU won 30-24 in Little Havana in the Canes' old stomping grounds. Butch Davis beat the University of Miami, and now everybody's firing Manny Diaz.
That's ridiculous.
Hang on, Solana.
The Heat play the Hornets tonight, 7:30 p.m. Monday Night Football, Ravens at Rams, 8:15. Baltimore on the road, 3.5-point favorites. And FIU beat UM, 30-24.
All right. Yeah. Anything else? You got a sponsor?
Let's get to weather because it's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is a beautiful day, and it will continue to be a beautiful day because FIU is the king of Miami! Woo!
I got nothing to say.
Eat it, Canes fans. Eat it.
We are.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Win a brand new $45,000 Mercedes-Benz at Hialeah Park Casino. Get free entries every Saturday and earn more entries playing slots every day now through November 30th. Grand prize Mercedes-Benz giveaway Saturday, November 30th.
I got a question about these decommitments. And Solana, from your FIU, outlook, when a guy decommits from UM just to go to any other school in the nation, that brings y'all joy. They're not decommitting from UM to go to FIU. They're just decommitting from UM. That brings y'all joy?
No, I mean, I don't really care. I saw a lot of people on Twitter were getting hyped about it. I don't really care, but there is something to be said about the fact that a bunch of kids decommitted after losing to FIU, right?
It's exactly what you said, Crowder. You want shrapnel. You want something to happen because of the loss. So the coach isn't getting fired. The athletic director isn't getting fired. You want something tangible, though, that goes along with a loss of that magnitude. Well, there it is. commits decommitting moments after that game. There's your shrapnel that you were looking for.
Yeah, but it's just weird from the FIU standpoint that they're excited, but they're not getting rewarded by this at all. Like these guys,
it was like Canes fans. We got excited because our loss led to the firing of Willie Taggart. Like we were like, hey, look at what we did. I mean, it actually probably hurts us in the future, but we were like, hey, look at what we did.
That makes sense. The shrapnel. You hit it on that. You just want to you want to see something happen from your success. That's it.
Right.
Even if it doesn't benefit you.
Yeah. I mean, you want to see some sort of something come from all that. Will Manso, by the way, is going to join us in the next segment. Will Manso, he's a Hurricane graduate as well, and what I think is like a very tempered voice in sports media, and I wanted to get his take on it. And I'll also remind you, Solana and FIU fans, you guys hired Isaiah Thomas as your basketball coach not that many years ago.
Erroneous.
So there you go.
Erroneous.
There you go. All right, if you listen to this show, you know how much I love Canesware and Davey. And look, this was a brutal loss, and you don't feel like telling the world right now, oh, I'm a huge Canes fan. But you know what? We're Canes fans, and we bleed orange and green, and if you're like me, you don't care. You still are proud of your colors. Canesware in Davie, that's the place to be. It's right down the street from Crowder right now. It's on University Drive in Davie. Canesware, more than a store, it's an experience. They've got the largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team's sideline apparel and hundreds of different T-shirts and jerseys and polos and hoodies and hats in all sizes for men, women, kids, babies, even pets. And I got to tell you, I've gone to Canesware in Davie after a bad Miami loss. I think it may have been the Georgia Tech game. I went there the Monday afterwards. And it's kind of like a friendly place. You can commiserate with all the employees and Brett, and it feels right. Like you can go to your safe place, Hurricanes fans. It's Canesware in Davie. And if you're not in the mood to buy Canesware, like Canes gear, you could head over to Canesware. You can get Dolphins merchandise. They've got all kinds of Dolphins merchandise there. They've got all kinds of Florida Panthers merchandise over there. And I guess a lot of people will start shopping for the holidays this week. Black Friday is Friday. Canesware in Davie, that's the spot where Miami fans shop. So for anybody on your list, just can't do much better. Canesware, it's at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. And, of course, you can always shop online at canesware.com. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Will Manso from Local 10 next here on Hockman and Crowder. Just got to sit here and eat it today. There's been more than one texter texting in. I'm tuning out if you're going to play this and let Solana be as braggadocious as he is. No, that's exactly what I'm doing. Get your ass kicked. You take it like a man. Smack talked him all week leading up to it, and he's earned this day, if nothing else. So if you can't take the FIU Panthers fight song and you can't take Solana hooting and hollering and doing the show nude in El Portal, today is not the day for you. You think I'm having fun? I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry. 3 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. All right. Will Manso's there, Solana?
He is.
All right, we're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Will Manso, sports director, sports anchor at Local 10. You also see him on the Heat pregame show and postgame show on Fox Sports Sun. Most importantly, though, like me, he is a proud University of Miami graduate. And I would imagine, Will, that you are a little bit stunned and hurting today as well after Saturday's loss.
You know, I'm stunned. First of all, happy belated birthday. I'm sorry I missed you yesterday, but I was
Thank
actually
you.
Dealing with all the aftermath of this. Yeah, I mean, am I stunned? Yeah, I didn't expect Miami to lose to FIU. But I honestly, though, I'm not that bothered necessarily that it was FIU just because I have no issue with FIU. Like, I know that their fans love to give Miami a hard time and say they're the real Miami and the real University of Town. I think that's all fun. I think it's great. I'm just talking about from a University of Miami standpoint. I think it just shows us again that not only is the U not back or close to back, but they're never coming back to what they were. And what they are now is just a reality that's been for a while, guys. And that's a mediocre, middle-of-the-pack ACC team. And a middle-of-the-pack mediocre team has games like this where you can lose to an FIU or get beat up by a Georgia Tech or almost lose to a Central Michigan. I mean, that's just what Miami has sadly become.
And it can Manny change it? Like you're saying, you're almost coming to the conclusion that yeah, we're not the Miami of the early 2000s. I agree with you 100%, Will. But me and Hawk have been calling it a shrapnel, like the aftermath of a loss like that. You think something more should come from this? Because that was embarrassing.
Oh, it was absolutely embarrassing. But I mean, here's the thing: what can come? And I'm trying to be rational. Like on Saturday, I was working the heat game, so I was kind of on and off of the game, and I kept it. I mean, I was shocked when it was all over. I said, "Oh my God, they really did lose to FIU." And Manny called it rock bottom after, and he's right. But we didn't see Miami fall to rock bottom just because of FIU. It has been a gradual fall. This wasn't just they fell off a cliff and landed. They've been falling off this cliff for years. So what do you do, Channing? I mean, do you really think firing Manny after 1 year is the answer? I mean, we saw Randy come on, it didn't work. Al come on, it didn't work. We all thought Mark Richt was the answer, and then they had that great 10-0 season two, and it all fell apart, and then he left. You see where everything's gone. Coaching changes, swag, this, turnover change. None of this has made a difference to the fact that Miami still has this mediocre product. So what needs to change? I don't know the answer. I don't know if there is an answer. I do know what needs to change. We need to stop saying Miami's got to chase the past. They've got to chase the present and the future, and it is going to be nothing like the past. They've just got to be a competitive team in the ACC. And they're not that now. I don't know if a coaching change again is going to do that, because who are you going to get? Like, if not Manny, who? You think Miami's going to go out and, the buyout on Manny and then go spend big money on maybe changing an AD and getting a new coach? I mean, come on. They're just not the way this program is built. That's not the way they did it in the heydays. They just did it by getting good players, teaching them, coaching them, and developing them into what they became. That's not the answer to just start firing coaches, in my opinion.
Will Manso from Local 10 is with us. I'm in agreement with you. I think talk of firing Manny Diaz or Blake James at this point is not where we should be focused. I think it's more of a one-game aberration than anything. You seem to think it's more of a reality of where the program is. But how do you go from in the same season, in a span of 4 weeks, beating Louisville in the fashion that you beat them and beating FSU at Doak in the fashion that you beat them and then having a game like this essentially at home against FIU? Is that on coaching?
Absolutely. I think it's on coaching, and Manny touched on it today, and I liked what he said on one end, but then I didn't like what he said on the other, and it's kind of through the same quote. Manny basically said, look, we're living as a staff, as players, in this wearing that U on your helmet attitude, right? That when you put that U on, you represent Miami and the greatness that they were. But that greatness the helmet doesn't just leak it into your body and you're great. I mean, you have to go in with the attitude every game, whether it's FIU or FSU or whoever. And, the Canes didn't look like a prepared football team. They didn't look like a motivated football team. FIU went out there and looked like the team that cared, that wanted this, that really felt this was a battle for the 305 and for Miami. Miami just looked like a team that thought they could just show up, and because they have a U in their helmet, they're going to win because it's FIU. There's been too much of that, Hawk, and I think that's the part we're living in the past actually affects. I really think the mental, as far as the attitude of the players, of the staff, of thinking that Miami and the U really mean something, when in fact it doesn't anymore. The Miami doesn't scare anyone in that sense. Not FIU that was calling in the University of Coral Gables all week, at practice. It doesn't scare anyone. You can't just show up and expect to win. They've been just poorly prepared, poorly motivated for too many games. Sure, they get up for some and look great, but you can't be a good college football program doing that every few games.
And Will, how do y'all feel? Y'all need to send a memo and tell this big lineman to stop dancing the entire game. He's not even in the game, man. Why does this dude keep dancing? As you will, guys, both of y'all, were y'all embarrassed by that video that's hit Twitter and is everywhere?
No, I was embarrassed by FIU faking injuries. Next!
Honestly, I don't care. He can dance all he wants. I mean, it was 13-0, I guess, when they went to the cutaway, so it did look silly, but I don't care. That stuff doesn't bother me. To me, the effort bothers me. To me, the passion. Let's face it. I mean, I'm actually on my way to Marlins Park now for a Marlins event, a Thanksgiving event. And Marlins Park, I finally watched a lot of the game yesterday, and it just looked dead. It just looked like, Kings fans, it's almost like Kings fans have become numb to this and don't care. But that passion or whatever is just, and blame it again on the program in the last decade plus. But I want energy. I want happiness and attitude, but you got to follow it up with some good play.
Will Manso is with us from Local 10. Okay, so what is it? Let's say they beat Duke on Saturday, and they've gone through a season, first season under Manny Diaz. They'll go to a lesser-tier bowl game. But let's say they beat Duke. So they've had close games at the beginning of the season against Florida and UNC. They had terrible losses to Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech. Real nice victories over FSU and Louisville. Expected victories over Bethune and I guess Central Michigan was not the style of victory you wanted to see.
Oh, yeah.
And so what is the first season? What would how would you summarize what the first season ends up being? And we obviously have to include this historic loss Saturday to FIU.
It's got to be a learning lesson. It's got to be a lesson in understanding that you have to approach every game, every opponent the same. And if anything, Manny can learn. Look, there are coaching things that it would be too boring to sit here and go through every X and O's. You guys see two mistakes and things that they do that are coaching questions that Manny and his staff will have to improve. The way they run the offense, the way they make decisions. Those are things you hope as a staff, Manny and his first year will learn from. But from an attitude standpoint, I think the one thing you'd learn from this year is if you come to Miami, you do wear that U with pride. You do understand what it represents for the history. But that doesn't give you a pass to not work hard, to not be prepared, to not take every opponent as if it was a national title game. And I know that's easier said than done. Every team has let-up games. Every team has down games. But to lose to FIU like that is not a let-up game or a down game. Like you said, it's an embarrassment. So what do we learn? We have to be patient, I think. I don't think firing the coach is the answer. I know that most of your callers are probably rolling your eyes and screaming at the radio or whatever they're listening to, screaming that that's ridiculous. But to me, you have to be patient. If you think that Manny Diaz was brought in to make Miami the old Miami and all the winning, and look, Manny's part of it. He took part of it to blame today with all the hashtag New Miami and all the gifs and all that stuff. If you think they're going to be that team, you're going to be severely disappointed, not just with this year's team, but with upcoming year's team. They're never going to be that program. Maybe once in a while, Lightning will strike the bottle and they'll be in the top five and can flirt with maybe being in that playoff talk. But it's consistency. I just want a solid ACC team. And they've been in that league for, 17, 18, 19 years and have played for a title one time. That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. And it's the state of the program. You're right. But there's nothing you could admit. We've all been through, this in media. You suffer a bad loss. I don't care what the team or the league is. There's really nothing that a head coach can say, right? In a post-game press conference or the day after press conference or 2 days after press conference, there's nothing a coach can say that's really going to satiate the fans.
All you could say is, I take the blame. And Manny, to his credit today, for the most part, said that there were a couple things he said where he talked about kind of the stigma of the program, having the past kind of over you and all the swag and stuff. That's, to me, that's just excuses. I mean, he, for the most part today, he took the blame for it, and he should. It's a staff. That's all you could say. But you're right, Hawk. I mean, there's nothing they can say that'll make any UM fan feel better about losing to FIU. It's just not going to happen. What's going to happen now is you hope they bounce back against Duke, have a solid bowl, recruit well, learn from this, and be a contender in the ACC Coastal legitimately next season.
All right, there you go. Will Manso from Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun as well. And what else do you want to say to Heat fans on the way out about that terrible loss from the Heat against Philly on Saturday?
Listen, the best thing that happened to the Heat was the Canes losing to FIU because everybody forgot about it. On to Charlotte tonight, 7:30 on Fox Sports Sun.
Right. That was a bad one. A one-time bad loss. Everybody could have a bad loss. Second night of a back-to-back on the road, right?
Look, here's the bottom line with the Heat. They're 6-0 at home. They've beaten all the teams they're supposed to beat, and against the quote-unquote elite teams, they're 2-3 with most of those games, four of them being, you know, on the road. So when you look at the way they've scheduled out, if you could be around 500 against the elite teams, win the majority, a high majority of games at home, and beat the teams you're supposed to beat, you're a 48-50 win team that's strong seed in the playoffs and playing well. So you can't ask for more than that right now if you're a Heat fan the way they're playing.
But, Will, these turnovers, man, they have to slow down because they can beat the sorry teams with 25, 28 turnovers. But like you saw in Philly, they'll get blown out of the gym with 20 turnovers against a good team.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And they know that. Going into the game, they were the best shooting team in the league and the highest turnover rate team in the league. So that's a combination that it's just going to be hard to keep up on both. I do think that when they finally get Justice back, and look, he's close, but he's not back yet from concussion protocol. They're hoping to get him back soon. I think when they get Justice back, there'll be a little more consistency. Right now, Kendrick Nunn is having the ball in his hands a lot early, and while he's been a great story and can score, I don't think you want him really kind of holding the offense early. Jimmy is playing a lot of minutes and holding the ball a lot as well. I think they're trying to find a balance, and I think Justice coming back hopefully will help that, but whatever the excuse is, they can't turn the ball over. You're right, Sam. You cannot win in the NBA and be a real elite team by leading the league in turnovers. It's just not going to happen.
All right. Will Mansell, watch my local 10. Watch him tonight on Fox Sports Sun with the Heat. Thank you for making time for us, Will. Tough day for us UM guys.
I know. But you, like you said, got to take your lumps, man. That's the way it works. I am not making excuses.
Nope, me neither. Got to take your lumps. That's why Solana is doing the show nude today. Thank you, Will. And there you go with the Panther growl. All right, we will continue on. I'm at a studio in Vegas. Crowder is at Twin Peaks in Davie. John Michaels, one of the most passionate Miami Hurricanes fans, is coming up at 5 o'clock. We're going to take your calls in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to take your calls so you can espouse whatever kind of opinions you want to share about the UM-FIU game. Guys, Men's.com is now offering your first month of generic Viagra or Cialis starting at just $5. I'm talking about treating erectile dysfunction. My friends at Men's.com are making it easier than ever to address ED by offering generic Viagra or Cialis for just a fraction of the cost. And you're listening right now. You might be spending hundreds of dollars a month right now on Viagra or Cialis. How about this? They're offering your first month starting at just $5. How can they do this? Men's.com took out the middleman and they bought the pharmacy, and the pharmacy is right here in the USA. They deliver erectile dysfunction prescriptions conveniently and discreetly to your front door. You don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to have an embarrassing conversation with the doctor. The Men's.com process is all online and takes just 15 minutes to get approval from a doctor. Look, I know it's easy to put off your needs or say, yeah, I don't want to go through the hassle of it. This is no hassle. This is 15 minutes online. You really can enhance your performance where it counts. Visit Men's.com for generic Viagra or Cialis and get your first month starting at just $5. Treat ED easily with Men's.com. It's FDA approved, Men's.com. And for a limited time, you get your first month starting at just $5. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back with more Hockman and Crowder. All right, I'm starting to get tired of the fight song. Bad idea. I thought I'd be able to take it like a man, Crowder. I thought I'd be able to take it, but now I just feel like lashing out and firing Solana.
Let's do it. Come on, together.
You and Will kept saying, take your lumps. You have enough lumps already?
I know.
Panthers fight.
Hawk, you've had lumps for years now. Let's be honest.
I've got to take it. I disagree with that. Like, here, see, I think, is Miami the elite of the elite in football world? No.
No.
But they're not a patsy. I'm sorry. They're not. But
Hawk, they haven't won their conference in 20 years.
Yeah, that's bad.
Like, they haven't been ranked in the top 10 in 16, 17 years or something crazy like that, Huck. Like,
No, that's not true. They were number two just three years ago.
About at the end of the season when it all matters.
I mean, listen, if you're going to be specific about it.
Huck, I'll be honest about Florida. We're going to be ranked in the top 10 week one for the rest of the time we have football, but then we have to play games. And after you play 10 to 12 games in 16-plus years, Miami has not been ranked in the top 10. Are they not a patsy? Because those are patsy numbers, Hawk, to be honest.
I don't know. I guess I'm living in the past. I don't know. But I would say this. This would be totally different if Manny Diaz and the Hurricanes did not beat FSU at Doak this season. Let's say they lost that game, and so their only real good decisive victory was Louisville. Then to me, you have real conversations about where the program is. But that's there were two games on the schedule. Look, the FSU game is a more important game than the FIU game. The FIU game is a more embarrassing loss, but the FSU game, out of all the games on the schedule this season, would you admit the most important one for the Miami Hurricanes was FSU?
Yes. And okay. FSU.
And he won. And he won that game.
But Hawk, and FSU is a terrible team right now.
Huh? What?
You can't hear now, huh? Breaking up. Get on Wi-Fi. Change your Wi-Fi. But no, like, for you to say that, and I agree with you too, that FSU win, and we talked about it that week. That was a huge win because we know you get criticized for not beating FSU. These aren't the FSU teams that Larry Coker were beating, Hawk. Like, that's where you have to move the bar, where FSU said this big game. These are the FSU pink book bag Seminoles. These are the Willie Taggart Seminoles. These are not the Bobby Bowden Seminoles. So for that to be the biggest game that gives the excitement to the franchise, why? They're not going to make a damn bowl game themselves.
Somebody texts in, "You are Boston College now, Papa." I can't argue it today. I'm sorry. Today's a ridiculous day to argue that. Somebody else texts in, "Did Don Bailey Jr. deliver?" No. No one delivered on Saturday. One person delivered, Butch Davis. He doesn't work for our show. Yeah, there were no, Solana, there were no DBJ calls?
None.
Yeah, I how could you blame them, though? They didn't score in the first half. They had to be staggered. This is the only show that Crowder and I are doing together this week. I'm in Vegas. He's at Twin Peaks and Davie. Crowder's going to be back on the air tomorrow. I'm going to be off the rest of the week, and then both of us are off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But we didn't have time today because I wanted to take some phone calls. We got to play Set Your Ass Down today, which seems like it'll be pretty easy. But I thought about having Joe Zagacki or Don Bailey Jr. on today to talk about it, and I was like, you know what? Let's just do a show where we can take some calls and commiserate on the loss or celebrate the victory if you're Solana and FIU Panther fan. But I would imagine that Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr., I would imagine anybody that was there in any kind of capacity for the Miami Hurricanes had to be staggered by what they saw. And then as someone points out via text, and now let's talk about Tannehill. Oh, my God. What is happening?
Tannehill's showing out.
What is happening?
Somebody at Twin Peaks said we could probably trade back for Tannehill and both their tackles and solidify the Dolphins' offense. I said, man, we're getting to this point?
Man, what happened this weekend? I mean, the Panthers couldn't do anything. The Heat got blowed out in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Dolphins, the Hurricanes. What? Tannehill showed out. Jarvis showed out. What is this, one of the worst weekends in South Florida sports history?
Nope.
I got to go with Solana. Yeah. There was some excitement in the FIU dorms or whatever.
Can't argue. How was Riptide, Solana? Entercom did the big Riptide Festival. You were out there. How was it?
Yeah, it was fun.
I was looking for more of a recap, but how was it?
No, it was awesome. The stages were unbelievable. The entire atmosphere, really good vibes out in Riptide. It always is, but like, it's on the beach. There weren't long lines to get in. There weren't long lines to get food or beverages. Like, it was an ideal music festival. It was really cool.
Who was your favorite act that was performing?
The Killers.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked like on social media that Riptide was packed Saturday and Sunday. So,
did Rashad Butler stand out like a sore thumb?
I don't know.
Did he go?
I know he went, yeah. I think, yesterday.
He was.
I didn't see him, though. Yeah. I didn't see him.
He's just gigantic, and I heard him. Because I know he was out there because him and Zach were doing the show from the Twin Peaks VIP tent.
Right.
I'm like, Rashad Butler at his size walking around this riptide, he has to look crazy. He looks ridiculous.
I would imagine he stands out anywhere he goes.
Yeah, but a riptide, you know? I don't
have you
know.
Seen have you seen the reaction? What's that?
I don't know. Is riptide heavy people of color out there?
No. I can confirm no. No.
So you're 6'7" and you're the darkest thing on the beach?
Yeah.
Come on, Rashad. Come hang out with me, big dog.
I haven't seen, speaking of Rashad Butler, like I haven't seen much reaction just because I've avoided it from Hurricanes alumni, her former players and whatnot. I'm assuming it hasn't been kind, if either of you have seen anything.
I haven't seen as much. Like, one time where everybody was going crazy. It was the end of Coker. I mean, the end of Golden, where everybody
was
going crazy.
Yeah, that was the Clemson game, yeah, where everyone got together, and this has to be it.
I've seen a couple people. Who was Ed Reed talking to? Joaquin told us to whatever, and we're not doing it. He tweeted something about the guy dancing. We're like, guys, get rid of – I think he tweeted to the point of get rid of the chains, get rid of the rings. Like, let's play football and earn the respect on the football field more than all this have fun. Having fun is winning when I played. He said something like that.
Yeah, I would probably, and I'm not normally this guy, but I would probably say for the Duke game on Saturday, just go in there, handle your business, get a W to end the season, and move on. Nothing to see here. Like, take a very business-like approach to it. Don't take a swagger-like approach to it for just one game. One game, and then you come back. It's like a self-imposed penalty on that one. Let's line up the phones here, Solana. Should we take some calls?
Yeah, let's take some calls.
All right, we'll do it in the next segment. 786-360-0790. If you want to talk about the Hurricanes or the FIU Panthers, it is your time to shine. 786-360-0790. I always say nothing better than radio to be like that town hall, that old-fashioned town hall where you can be a sounding board and everybody can show their feelings. Maybe you're happy like Solana. Maybe you're upset like me and Will Manso. Maybe you're celebrating like Crowder, who's a hater. 786-360-0790. We'll take some of your phone calls here momentarily. I want to talk about All American Roofing before we do, because in South Florida, weather is always a big deal, and your roof, that's a very important part of your house. You do not want to take a chance when it comes to your roof. If you've started to notice a roof leak, or you know that your roof is kind of at the end of its well-being, you don't want to take chances. All American Roofing is the way to go. They've been doing it almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors. They are always available to provide the best in customer service. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They're always there to help. Doesn't matter if you need a brand new roof or just a repair. Estimates are always free. They use Y-Green financing. If you need home improvement financing, Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security, savings, and comfort for you and your family. Your home, it's probably your most precious investment, so Y-Green takes a more personal and inclusive approach to home improvements financing for energy efficiency upgrades and climate resiliency. So call my friends at All American Roofing today, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF. Or check them out online at allamericanroof.com. Going to take some of your phone calls. It is a happy Monday for some, a sad Monday for others. Going to take your phone calls next on Hockman and Crowder.